I'm Michael Ng. I'm from Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania, and I just finished my senior year. I just graduated from the University of Pittsburgh with a degree in computer engineering.
Yeah, I am very pigeon-toed. Very pigeon-toed. My feet were not broken as a child. I've always been super pigeon-toed, and my parents like asked a professional if I need to do anything about it. Sometimes people will like get casts that will make them walk normally, but I was never told that it affected anything. It didn't hinder anything. And I'm still pigeon-toed, but I can like walk without falling every few steps. I started playing as a sophomore in high school. My family moved from South Jersey to Bryn Mawr, where we live now, because of my dad's job. They took a long time looking at schools and finally decided on Radnor. And originally, Ultimate for me was just kind of a way to meet people in a new community. Coming into a place where I like didn't know a lot of people, my mom kind of found it online and was like, "Hey, here's something you could sign up for." I had run cross country my freshman fall, and they like would throw around discs sometimes, and that's kind of where I learned to throw. And then the summer before, I played a little bit at a summer camp I went to. So when my mom found the sign up sheet online, she was like, "Hey, here's a team you could play." And I was like, "Okay, cool. Yeah, it'll give me a group of people to meet." I kind of fell in love with it. I played a bunch of other sports growing up, baseball being the primary one, and that was coming up in the spring, and I was kind of deciding between baseball, which I'd played forever, as long as I can remember, and then this new sport that I just picked up. And I just enjoyed it so much, and the team and the coach that I had, that I decided to drop it and kind of go all in on Frisbee. I was able to make the varsity team as soon as I started, pretty much. And I was like, "Whoa, that's pretty cool. I must be like okay at this." Going into my senior year, playing YCCs, where I was a captain of Radnor, and I had been the captain the year before, and I was playing YCCs with Philadelphia Forge, and I just kind of looked around and was like, "Oh, I'm like one of the better players on this team. This is, really cool." And it was at that point I'd been playing nonstop for like 2.5 years, because there was winter leagues and summer leagues. The Paddle winter and summer leagues are really awesome, and I was just like, "Wow, I guess I'm pretty good at this. I should keep doing this." Part of enjoying it because I'm really good at it, but also just because of the great community. Other than Radnor, which was my introduction to the high school kind of arena, Pata Winter League, and then the following Summer League was like part of the reason I fell in love with Ultimate. It's like really well organized and all that stuff, and they do a good job of making everyone feel included, but the people were there to kind of have fun and to make it a good time. The people that I met on the first Winter League team I played with, they like looked for me to play Summer League the following summer and were really just looking to make friends with me, I guess, which was awesome. Edgley Field is a very ultimate place. I mean, I've been there for every summer league game. I mean, it's like they're nice fields, but they're not like amazing fields. I think what makes them really special is the clubhouse that's there, which is kind of where all the PATA stuff is organized. And I've played cities there. And I think there used to be states there before I was a student. Tournament meetings would happen there. I would have YCC's practices there. It's basically the center of PATA as an entity, at least that's what I think of it as. When the Summer League puts on like the grill nights, where it's kind of like a party after everyone's games, that's where all the stuff is held and centered around. And the clubhouse, especially, is kind of where people just congregate to prepare for those party nights and stuff like that. The clubhouse is what I think of as iconic, which is kind of the center of all PATA activity. And then, I mean, I've played so many times there. I associate it entirely with Summer League at this point. I applied to a bunch of very elite tier schools, I guess, a lot of Ivy Leagues, and it got rejected from most of them. It was like rough rejections. Like we were on vacation, and then I'd check my email and be like, "Oh, I got an email from Yale. This is great. Oh, you're rejected." Or, "Oh, I was on the wait list for Penn. I'll get an email. This is going to be great. Oh, sorry, we can't accept you." So that was fun. But eventually, after all that, I got down to three schools. So it was Pitt, and they offered me some money, CMU, and then it was Johns Hopkins, which are all very good schools. I visited Pitt and really liked the vibe. So in the end, it was between Johns Hopkins and Pitt, and it was like the night before, which is pretty cheesy, but it really was like I'm terrible at making decisions. So I was like talking to my mom, and I was like, "All right, I think I'm gonna do Pitt." And then she was like, "Oh, I don't know if that's a good idea." And I was like, "No, I think this is what I want to do." And she was kind of trying to convince me the other way. Like, "I think Johns Hopkins is better. You're making the wrong choice for the wrong reasons." And I was like, "You know what? No." And her like talking to me made me decide like, oh yeah, this is actually what I want. A lot of it was for the money, and part of it was for Ultimate for sure. It's been a really great experience, and I'm really happy with my choice. That's kind of the long story of my college decision. Coming into my freshman year and getting a lot of reps and time was stressful for sure. I guess I kind of had a chip on my shoulder because the other three freshmen that were in my class, Leah Warren, Dan Goldstein, and Noah Robinson, were like very well known apparently. And I'm not a person that keeps up on a lot of Ultimate knowledge, especially when I was in high school, a little bit more now. So I didn't really know who they were, but I heard a lot of the older guys talking about these recruits that they were really excited about. Rightfully so, they're all excellent players. So I was kind of going through the tryout process like, yeah, I don't really know if I'm going to make it. I mean, these three guys are really good. So that was something that I was stressed about. And then I did make it, and it was really exciting. And then I like was getting playing time, which was really cool. I think part of the reason that I've grown so much as a player is because of my freshman year getting a lot of time and matching up against some of the best guys in the country. I mean, as stressful as it was really fun. Like, I got to cover Dalton Smith, who's an amazing player, and it was really hard. And I, like, would lose a lot of the time. Like, I would just get absolutely destroyed a lot of the time. I covered Dylan Larberg from Texas at Florida. That was really fun, and he, like, wrecked me. But it was also, like, I got a lot of great reps out of that and learned, you know, what the best players like to do and kind of how to cover them. And honestly, at practice were some of the best reps that I got, because I would try to cover Max Thorne or Trent, and it would be almost impossible. But I guess how I was thinking about it was just trying to contribute as much as possible to that team. And that team wasn't really my team, you know, like I was a part of it, but that was like Trent's team and Max's team and Pat's team and Christian's team. And, you know, the older guys that were leaving, I was just trying to contribute as much as I could possibly do, you know, so that we could win and so they could have the best year that they could have.
It'll be Harvard and Minnesota, the 4 seed and the 10 seed, to square off later today. 14-13, Grey Duck over Pittsburgh.
Been a while since I've like relived the Minnesota game. I mean, the biggest thing I remember is the delays. I remember we get out of the car, start to warm up, and then thunder. So we go back to the cars. People are still like ready to go, and then we go out and start warming up again after half hour or whatever. And then, oh, thunder again. And then there's rain. And I think by the third time, everyone was just like, are we going to play this game or not? We're not even worried anymore. No one's stressed anymore. It's just like, we want to go play right now. And I think we were probably a little bit overconfident too, just because we knew that they had some big injuries, some players like Osgar, who was one of their star players. I think he was their Callahan nominee, was out. So I think people were probably a little bit overconfident and just like, hey, let's just get this game over with. We totally have it. We're going to be fine. So all that happens. And then we're not even sure if we're playing the game. And then we hear that, oh, we're going to play starting at like 10 o'clock or something. It was really loud. It's probably the loudest crowd I've ever heard, except for maybe last year in the finals against UNC. The game itself was incredible. I mean, just from a spectator's perspective, for me, all I was trying to do that game was blot everything out, because I knew that at that point, especially, I didn't deal that well with pressure. I've gotten a lot better at it now from being in those situations. But just with all the cameras there and like you have to step over camera cords as you're on the sideline, you have to stay a certain space back so that they can zoom in on people properly and all these different things that you have to try not to focus on. It was really exciting, but in the moment, I was just trying to kind of block everything out because that was the easiest thing for me. And then we were down and we started to come back, and then it got to Universe and like I was called on the line and I was like, I don't really know if I should be on this line. Well, at first, actually, I wasn't on it. They called other people and then someone was like, yeah, I shouldn't be on. And then Nick like looks at me and is like, all right, you're on. I was like, oh, God, OK, if you say so. I should preface this. During the game, I'll just say tried to cover Ben Yacht and kind of got wrecked. At least once I remember getting my ankles broken, which was very embarrassing, especially looking back on it. And I think having watched the game, I think there's like a point where the announcers are like, oh, and there goes Michael Ng getting a little bit too greedy, trying to cover Ben Yacht, and then just gets destroyed. So that was pretty funny. It's Universe Point and I'm kind of stressed and I just don't want to mess anything up. That's kind of the biggest thing, which is not the way you should approach those situations that I've now learned. I went down and covered my guy and did a reasonable job. I didn't get any D's, but I didn't really mess up that much. And they work it all the way down and they're sitting outside the end zone. And I'm just like hyper-focused on my guy, trying not to screw anything up. And then they score. I don't even think they turned at that point. They kind of just waltzed up the field, and then it was over.
Meckler's got it again. And was he in? He was! Minnesota Grey Duck has done it.
It was a crazy time. When I look back on it, none of it like makes me angry or anything like that. I wasn't upset, you know, during the game. I was sad after, especially watching the older guys, like this is their last time wearing a pit jersey, you know, being on the field and that type of thing. And it was like 1 a.m. when we finished too. So that was really special. Grey Duck definitely did a really good job that game. They played to their strengths and knew what we weren't good at. And big congrats to them. Kudos to them because they did a good job. But I think both of us kind of knew that no matter whoever won that game, that was the final sort of. Because, I mean, Harvard was pretty good, but I think Stubbs and Vandenberg were probably pretty tired after having carried a lot of their team through a whole tournament. So I don't think any of us were super worried about Harvard. Looking back on it now, we definitely could have won that year, which is crazy that it was just 1 point away. But yeah, in the moment, it was kind of just like, oh, well, I guess we kind of shot the bed here because we were supposed to win this game. And a lot of people were feeling that. I love Mixed Ultimate. I wish more people loved Mixed Ultimate because it's really awesome. I think one of the biggest things for me is that it's such a great like tempo change and mindset change. I played Amp for 2 years and then played Temper this past summer. And it was just like I could feel how different of a mindset shift it was. I would play Pit, I'd play Open all year, and it'd be super intense. We'd have lots of like tough practices and all this stuff. Focus, focus, focus. And then I'd go back to Amp and it was like playing kind of in a family. And I think Mixed Ultimate is just a little bit more of a family, whereas Open is maybe more of a brotherhood. I guess that's the closest thing I can think of to an analogy to it. Just the change of pace and the change of people. It was different people. I was relocating. I was home. I think a lot of that was part of why I enjoyed Amp so much. And I mean, they also have an awesome coach and group of leadership and people out there too. So that was definitely part of why Amp has been great. I don't know. I am a huge advocate for Mixed. I think it makes everyone who plays it better in their respective single gender divisions. Playing Open after like Open Club, after playing College Open for a whole year, kind of just felt like a little bit more of the same. Which is hard to do year-round. Growing up in high school, the winter and summer leagues were all mixed as well. So I've definitely played a lot of mixed at this point at a lot of different levels, kind of low level, and then obviously the most elite level playing with Amp. So I've had a lot of different mixed experiences. And I think personally, I've been very lucky with my mixed experience. I've been on very few mixed teams that I haven't liked. And that's kind of the biggest complaint that I hear from people. There's infighting or people, you know, don't like it as much because there's just all these issues between the genders and stuff like that. So I think I've particularly been very lucky. I've had great coaches in a lot of my mixed experiences. I just really like the change of pace and kind of the different type of community that it builds as opposed to Open. And I definitely don't think it's any easier or harder. I think it's just different. It's really fun to watch. It's one of the most fun to watch types of our sport, I think. And it makes you think differently as a player as well. On offense and defense, I think the cutting space is different. I think the throwing space is different. And I think it's made me a better player for sure. So I try to get people to play mixed whatever I can. Space Heater and other like mixed super teams like that, it's very interesting. I think especially a lot of those teams, and actually some established mixed teams, to be honest, just don't practice, which I don't understand at all. I don't know how teams do that and then come in and try to be successful. I think Space Heater's probably the best example of a mixed super team other than like Snake Country, I guess. I mean, they almost won last year. I'm personally glad they didn't win. I mean, I know some of them and they're very nice people, so nothing against them. But I think it's good for the division that established mixed teams were in the final and were good enough to be there and good enough to show that mixed isn't just like a division you can walk into and take over. So I'm going back to Philly this summer. And I will probably be playing Amp again. Most likely this will be my last summer in Philly unless I take a job there after next year. So I wanted to be home to spend time with my family. And I wanted to play Amp again at least one more time. Especially before some of the older people either leave and do other things. It hinged a lot on like whether some of my closest friends on Amp were returning or not. But I was kind of tossing it up between that and then commuting and playing Temper again. I have recently decided to pursue a master's degree at Pitt. So I will be back next year. It's probably going to take me 3 semesters, so I'll finish next summer. But yes, I will be playing next year, which is super exciting. Some people will probably be like, oh, he probably knew the whole time. But it was a question for me for a while. Coming in as a freshman, I was like, there's no way I'm going to play. It doesn't make any sense. And then I found this really cool opportunity. I'm doing research at the university, so I'm really excited for that. And I don't know. I mean, a lot of this year has felt like my last year anyway. To be completely honest, even last year, I spent a lot of time around some of the older guys and the fifth years. And every year we have our senior night where we celebrate the graduating seniors. And it felt very real to me. So I think regardless, after this next week, after Nationals, I'm going to feel like it's over. And next year is just kind of going to be like just an extra little bit of sweetness on top of everything else. I think we surprised a lot of people last year. I love that. I love being the underdog. Just the mentality that I have, especially of being an underdog and having something to prove, I think strikes a chord in a lot of the Pitt guys. I also think, I mean, considering the people that we'd lost prior to last year and kind of the trajectory that the season took, we started at Queen City and we're not very good. And it was just like a really good trajectory. Our team was really young. We had a ton of very young freshmen that a lot of them started because we had to have them start. That was kind of where we were at with the season. It was really nice to be able to prove people wrong. It's fun to upset people. We were the 9 last year. That was great. We wanted to be the 9. And coming in as a 3rd seed must have just terrified Brown and Washington. And then everyone roots for you, too. We played Carleton for the first time. The whole crowd was cheering for Pitt, which I haven't heard in a long time.
How patient is Pittsburgh willing to be? Not patient anymore, but they've got Ng going deep, and he rises up. 7-5 Pittsburgh.
Against Carleton in the semis last year, I think a lot of us were kind of like nervous at first, but then it was like, you know what? We're the 9. Like, this is the quote unquote best team in the country. Who cares? And it's Carleton, and we always have a rival with Carleton, and Fees had talked big game against them and all that stuff. And it was just like, you know what? Let's just go play as well as we can and see what happens.
Pittsburgh wins! 15-11. The dream season for Carleton comes to an abrupt end.
Yeah, they looked uncharacteristically scared, in my opinion. They beat us at Easterns pretty handily and had looked so good all year. I think they were just thinking about the pressure a lot more, thinking about the crowd a lot more than we were. And we were just kind of like I was stressed during that game, as I always am. But it was kind of just like, you know, we're on a run. Let's just keep going and see what happens. And it was surreal. Going in as a 3 seed is, I guess, a little against what I just said about the underdog mentality. But we definitely have a chip on our shoulders. Our first game, our 2nd seed is Oregon. And they beat us this year in a very poor showing for us, at least. Up 8-2 at half and then threw the game away. I don't think anyone is, from a mental standpoint, like, oh, we have this pool in the bag or anything like that. I think a lot of people are really excited. We have Oregon and we have Tufts, and Wisconsin's always a great game. I mean, they beat Carleton, so they definitely have some teeth. I'm really excited. One of the things we've been talking about this year is going into everything, thinking about the opportunities that we have and trying to throw away all the expectations. And I think it's been a really good mental concept for us to focus on. And as hard as it is to kind of stick with that for a whole tournament, and, you know, especially like these weeks leading up when you're reading all these things and looking at UltiWorld and all that type of stuff, it's kind of hard to ignore everything. But I think we have a really good mental game, better than I've seen on a Pitt team, I think, in all of my time here. I think we have some very talented players, and I think we have a great team, and we have a real shot.